Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Marang.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Marang.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friends. We made it, guys.
Did we?
Take a big sigh of relief. It's Friday.
Yeah.
It's Friday. Go Beavers. It's Friday, dude.
It is.
I'm very excited about this. I've got a fun weekend planned. Nice Friday planned. College football tonight. I'm actually going to watch a little of that. Some baseball tonight. Going to watch some of that. I'm excited.
I'm a chaotic mess. So.
Why? Again?
Oh, yeah.
This is like three times this week, bro.
Yeah.
You might need to go see somebody.
Yeah, well, I mean.
You might need to go see another person, too.
Yeah, I'm just. Phew.
Two times.
Yeah, fighting it.
Are you dying?
No.
Well, don't die.
No.
I am not good at this by myself.
No. We're good. I mean, we're not good, but we're okay. Open the day with a dentist. Shout out Newberg Family Dentist. I told them, like, hey, when I made this appointment, I made this when my time slot was noon to 3. Is there any way we can kind of... And they were like, you know what? Yeah, we will. They're like, we'll get you out of here in at least 40 minutes. I was out of there in 26 minutes.
I saw this...
I was like, damn!
I saw this meme the other day that said, a receptionist at a dentist office will deadass look you in the eye and ask you if you're available 17 weeks from now.
Yeah.
When I was just there on Wednesday, I scheduled my next cleaning 6 months out.
Oh, yep. Weird. I wonder how you're able to do that, yeah. Rusty.
Yeah. Mine was my next appointment is May.
I stop me if I've told this story before,
like,
but
good God.
When I was a kid, for some reason, I really wanted to be a dentist. And then I got to like 5 or 6 and realized I didn't want to be a dentist. I wanted to be like a movie director or, you know, an astronaut or a fireman. You know, you get into that realm of your life.
Mm.
Now that I'm a full-on adult, like there are few things in this world that I would rather do less than going to the dentist. I get so much anxiety.
Oh.
I have crappy teeth. I was born that way, genetics. I had braces twice. I had a herpes appliance, a palate spreader. I still have a bar under my teeth. Like, I was just born with crappy teeth. And now going into, you know, I had wisdom teeth pulled, the whole shebang. Now going into a dentist office, I want to blow my brains out. Just the thought, I have to go to the dentist. I have to. And the thought of it makes me want to blow my brains out.
See, I hear so many people talk about that, and I never have had that. Never have had that feeling because I've never had a cavity. I've never had braces. I've never had any orthodontic stuff. The only thing I've ever had done is my wisdom teeth removed. Now, all four of them were impacted, and I woke up to Dr. Love. Yes, that was literally his name. Actually, Major Love. Dr. Major Love. I woke up to him with his foot in my chest and a hammer and chisel in my mouth. That was... Yeah, have you ever seen like how they take wisdom teeth out? It's not a precise process. It's literally a hammer and chisel if you have them impacted.
They gave... Oh, mine weren't impacted. They gave me some Valium, and told me I couldn't drive to the dentist office, and my sister took me there. Mm-hmm. And as I was standing there, and they were like, okay, I need you to sign this form. And I was like, yeah, no. And I started signing it and was like, sis. And she was like, you're okay.
Yeah.
And then I woke up on my couch in my house.
I had my
roommate.
So I have
no idea what they did. I want to do that for everything. You want a cleaning? Put me under. They're like, sir, that's going to cost $2,000. I'm like, where's the check? Who do I write it to?
They
put me under, clean me up, send me on my way.
The old military put me under for mine. My roommate drove me, and there's like a day and a half period in my life that no longer exists.
Like just empty?
Just gone. So I woke up in the middle of that, and he was like, oh. I remember him going, oh. And like when he saw me kind of like there, and I remember that distinctly. Other than that, my boy DC drove me down there, waited for me, took me back, got me on base because they had to, like, you know, I'm not cognizant, so I'm just drooling on myself, my face swollen out, you know, God knows how much. You know, grabbed my ID. I told him, I'm like, I'm going to put it in my pocket. That way it's there when you need it. He apparently took me to the base pharmacy, and I signed for my prescription. I saw the signature, and I went, oh, boy, that wasn't me.
That's not me. What's it like to live in a place where everything you need is right there? A dentist, a pharmacist, well, a store,
the
doctor,
the
a grocery
off,
store.
The surgical center was off base.
Okay.
But everything else, look.
You know what that sounds like, right?
Mm.
It sounds like a commune.
Well.
A little socialism there. Just throwing that out there.
Well, we all make the same amount, and yeah.
just throwing that out there.
And let me tell you right now, it sucked.
I don't know, man. If I had a bodega and a dentist and a grocery store, everything around me, I'm not going to lie, dude. That sounds kind of rad to me.
Cool. You want to get up at 5 in the morning every single day?
Maybe.
Go to the gym twice every single day?
I'd look
wear
better.
The same thing every single day? Put your life on the line every single day?
Maybe. We'd all look a lot healthier than I do right now. This fatty could use that.
I'll tell you,
sure.
You know what's crazy is the Air Force is finally rolling back some of the waivers that they've put in for physical fitness standards, and they're starting to match. They're getting closer to the Armies and the Marines. And I saw, I think it was a TikTok video. There was a guy in worse shape than me on active duty. And I was just like, I went full rampage. I'm like,
well, the government's trying to get rid of fatties, man.
Well,
I don't know if you heard that.
Well, yes, but I'm fat. I'm out of shape.
The fatties are trying to get rid of fatties.
I looked at this guy and went, you fat POS, what are you doing? Mm. Like, how dare you?
I got
viscerally angry at how bad he looked in his uniform.
There's no need to weight shame anybody here, Danny.
No. We're talking about active duty military. Weight shame. Weight shame them all. Every single one of them.
I'm not into that.
Yeah, no. You sign up for that. The standard is the standard.
Yeah, I suppose you can do that. You did it. I never did it, so that would make me uncomfortable.
No.
That would make me uncomfortable.
The bar is the it's bar, like, and it doesn't get lowered.
It's like looking at Josh Naylor and saying, hey, fatty, why don't you lose some weight and run faster? I never played baseball professionally. I can't do that.
Those are the only people I'm going to fat shame.
That guy's bigger than me, and he can still run a second faster than mm-hmm. I can.
No, if you are a fat slob in the military, you deserve every bit of shame that you get.
Yikes.
Comes with the job.
Hot take.
No, it's not even hot. You talk to anybody in the military, they'll tell you the exact same thing.
Are you spicy this morning?
Yeah,
is this a spicy Friday?
He's going to be.
We need a good analogy. 503-864-6326. If you're out there, when you're having a case of the Mondays, but on a Friday, you know, what do we call that? Can it be spicy? What is Friday in Espanol?
Oh God! No, wait, no.
Viernes.
Viernes picante.
Lunes, martes, miércoles, jueves. Yeah, viernes.
Viernes.
Yes. Yeah.
You're doing the same rhyme
in
your head.
I was doing the same thing too. Almost the same
speed. Sábado y domingo.
Yeah.
Viernes picante.
There you go. I like it.
Hola. Buenos dias, mi amigos.
Mm. I always used to love watching. We just watched the open to Sábado Gigante and with the big voice guy. It'd be, hola, bienvenidos a Sábado Gigante. Noticias y más.
Danny loves his dentist as he supplies him with all the drugs he uses to subdue his victims from the Fantex line.
Yeah, probably. That would make sense.
I mean, my dentist does rule. She's pretty rad.
Yeah.
She's a Beav fan. As I was walking out, she's like,
I don't think I'm going Beavers.
You know, I should have brought up old Edo, but she was just mostly like, yeah, it's been tough.
It's been tough.
It's been tough. And I'm like, I'm pulling for you guys. I really am.
I was trying to find some help in the office this morning for some AI because I was talking to some of our AEs over there. I figured if I went over and asked them, our wonderful sales crew over there, that someone could probably help me out with AI because even though I'm somebody that grew up before the internet and with the internet, I've always been, you know, like hip with the times. I'm able to talk about stuff with my kids. My youngest finally got me playing Roblox with him, so I understand that now, even though it's not awesome. But I don't understand AI, and I'm a little like, get off my lawn. Because I was trying to find a way to get Ed Orgeron through AI. If I gave, because what I'm told is if you give AI a bunch of examples of something, of someone's voice, then they can mimic something. But I don't know how to do it, because I was trying to find a way to get Ed Orgeron to say, go Beavers, in his Caitlin Johnson, go Tigers. Go Beavers. And then it got to a point where it was like, no, we can't mimic Ed Orgeron because that's actually his voice, but we can find you an AI voice that sounds like a Cajun gravelly dude. And I was like, all right, just stop. I'll just go into a booth and do it myself.
Mm.
AI, you have failed me. Patrick 1, AI 0.
Yeah, that's AI's creepy, though.
So like, at some point,
I tend to stay away from it.
So I'm going to keep saying go Beavers today in an Ed O voice, hoping one of those hits. And then our wonderful producer, Jeffrey Rust, will pull that for us, and then we'll have a drop of Ed O. Ed O, air quotes, saying go Beavers. It's kind of like
he got bad
that.
Intentions.
That's not what I meant to say. It's kind of like...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's not Sam Elliott.
No.
Who needs AI for Sam Elliott when you can have me?
Well, I mean...
Ooh, am I saucy Friday today? ¿Cómo se dice saucy in Spanish? Saucy.
Ooh, boy, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how to say saucy either. I really need to get back into Spanish.
It's a good language.
My oldest is learning Spanish. I told her I wanted to go to class with her and brush up on my Spanish. She told me I'd get kicked out of class. I took that borderline offensive.
I'm being told it's Fresca or Fresco.
Oh. Fresca or Fresco, yeah, depending if it's masculine or feminine.
Oh, no, if you're talking about...
Fresca Viernes.
If you're talking about the rascally version of it, it's Picaro.
Oh, there we go, yep.
I like Fresca. Good Viernes drink. De la Fresca.
I like Fresca.
I know you love Fresca. Dude, I think Fresca's the first... I'm so all over the place this morning. I am like, I've been here since 7:30 and I had a full cup of coffee and I'm ready to rumble today. And I already forgot what you said, Jeff. Nice. Boom. Let's do this.
For a sassy or cheeky attitude, use Descarado.
Descarado Viernes. Para mí.
Mm.
Para mí.
Mm.
Is Fresca the first like polar situation? Because it's not full on like grapefruit soda.
Yeah, sure it is.
Because it's not like squirt. It's more like soda water with
squirt
some grapefruit
flavor.
Squirt
is a bit
flavor.
Sweeter.
Right, and it's high fructose and all that. But I'm sure Fresca is too.
Well, I know like on the can, the Fresca can, they call it like a sparkling water, but it's not. It's a soda.
It's a soda?
Yeah.
Just that much sugar in it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, is that what differentiates the amount of sugar from a soda water to a...
Yeah.
Do you guys ever have New York seltzer water? Came in the little bottles?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Flavored as a kid?
They sell those with the little apple in Manzanita.
Oh, yeah, those are cool, man. I loved those.
Oh, yeah.
They sold them at the wine store my parents always went to, so naturally I got a lot of those.
There you go.
My favorites were always...
pack of fake cigarettes.
Every time my parents went to the wine store, I got a New York seltzer, so I've had every flavor 1,000 times.
There you go. My favorites were always, the blueberry and root beer.
And I think I was the black cherry guy.
Yeah.
Just getting me ready for White Claws. That's all it did. It just bore me into White Claws.
Preemptive.
Oakley-dokley. Well, we got a Friday show for you. Fridays are always our favorites around here. So thank you for joining us and hanging out with us. There's a lot to get to. An absolute loaded slate in college football and the NFL today. I don't even know how to get to everything, so we might just rapid fire some stuff. Not necessarily picking games, but just kind of talking about a lot of stuff going on. We'll look around the Pacific Northwest at their games as well. Our final thoughts on Ducks taking on Rutgers today. Some Thursday night football reaction. Mariners, lots of money for coaches. Go Tigers. But we'll start here. There's no crying in basketball. You're not allowed to cry in basketball. Blazers preseason wrapped up last night. We'll get to that first. 105.1 The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
1017 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it, baby. We are live from the shadows of the Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire day. Also, shout out youtube.com/1051TheFan. You can jump on there and see our pretty faces. See my out-of-shape body, my hot body, and jump on the chat. We always get a little spicy on there on this Picante Viernes. Coming up in this hour, the new head coach of Penn State gets paid. That was my favorite thing going around yesterday. Wow, they're paying him a lot to go to Penn State. We'll talk Cignetti, the future of Indiana, what that contract looks like, and a little Mariner update here. Shout out Leverage. Do you think Cignetti sent a card to James Franklin?
Or to least to Kraft?
Said, thanks, buddy.
Appreciate you.
Dinner's on me next time.
You just got me 10 mil a year plus.
Preach. And then we'll get to some Mariners as my 10 toes down statement yesterday looked real bad today. But we'll start here. Final Blazer game last night. Look, score doesn't matter, but Jazz defeat the Blazers 132-129. Final game of the season in a final tune-up game. And look, we had talked about this, like guys having good games, guys having bad games. I think one positive out of this, without, you know, kind of getting into... I keep laughing that Chauncey Billups tells us not to worry about who the starting lineup is. But the second he told me that, I can't help but think about it.
Sure.
So I don't want to get into that. But I think you love on a final preseason game, your vets played like vets.
Yeah.
Jrue Holiday, Jerami Grant both played very, very well.
Yeah, other than the fourth quarter where nobody could hit a shot to save their life.
I think at that point it's like, can we bag this up and go home?
I mean, you don't want to end the preseason with Jerami and Shaden going 2-for-10 in the fourth quarter. Having turnovers and having fouls and just like, ooh.
Yeah, you're talking about that locked on focus throughout a whole game.
It's not necessarily just ball going hoop, but you want to see them like have that, like, all right, here we go. We're good here kind of a situation. Yeah. So, but, you know, no Tumani. I haven't talked about Denny much. Denny basically took September off because of Eurobasket. So he's like ramping up back into NBA stuff.
I kind of mentioned that a little bit. Like, I know when the first lineup came out, there was no shock to me that Denny
was the first one.
And I know almost all you Blazer fans out there, they interact with us, whether it's on the YouTube chat, the fan text line, 503-864-6326. We all want Denny to play well.
Yeah.
And we all expect him to be a major player.
I'm not worried about it.
But yeah, dude, he was going to have to. He did really well at Eurobasket and took them far. So shout out to him.
He's one of the five best players at Eurobasket.
I would agree.
Like, and that includes, you know, Giannis and Luka. Like, when you're on that list, it's like, yeah, you're doing pretty good, bud.
Nice place to be.
Good place to be. But yeah, bit of a rough performance for Shea, because that's the thing everybody's watching, everybody's looking for. it wasn't his worst attitude or aggressiveness there, but when he did float through things, he did float through things. He was a little sloppy with the ball. Turnovers weren't there. The three-point shooting continues to be a thing. But on the plus side, if you want to look glass half full, he didn't stop shooting threes.
Yeah, you didn't get timid.
Yeah, and so that part of it I like to see. You're going to see some clunkiness within the offense. This is going to be a thing. That's like as they try to implement this offense, it is going to take time because it's not you go here, I go here, ball go here, but it's very intrinsic.
Okay.
It's based on feel.
Vibe.
It's
kind
yeah.
of movement and what the defense has shown. It evolves.
Yes, it allows for randomness. And so sometimes that randomness, you may get two guys cutting at the same time. You may not get a guy cutting. You may get a down screen when somebody else is already driving to that side. Like, it's just like, it just takes time. Like the Warriors offense that was so great and the Spurs offense that was so great for so long.
In different ways, but the same.
It's based and predicated so much on feel and basketball IQ, and the Blazers have a lot of high IQ guys now.
I mean, that's why Jrue Holiday is in the lineup every night.
He's one of the highest IQ guys in the game on both sides of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And even you see him, you know, he had a couple turnovers last night. Donovan was effective around the rim blocking shots. He's a little foul prone. You know, if I'm going down the list of things.
Can we go back to Shea real quick?
Yeah.
I want to get back to Shaedon Sharpe real quick. I think when you were talking about that IQ and the free flowing, as somebody, you know, I live in the camp of I want to see Shaedon start because I just where the team is, I want the kid out there to give him a shot. I live in that world. You can live in a different world or the same world. That's not the point of this conversation. But what I think one of the things we forget to remember in part of your growth process of a kid, literally a kid playing basketball, is those high IQ guys. And a fluid offense that's based on feel. Shaedon's not only going to have to learn how to score in this offense, but he's also going to have to learn how to contribute without scoring, win a Jerami Grant, win a Jrue Holiday, whether it's Denny or Tumani Kamara or, you know, Yong off the bench, or when someone's got the hot hand, how does he help the offense benefit?
How does he just impact
by
the
not
game?
Taking shots and not just standing around?
Yes.
What can you do? Are you rolling fake screens? Are you looking at, you know, are you getting the ball, but they think you're going to shoot, you're going to pass to the hot hand? And I think that could have been maybe the best thing we could have seen last night that we didn't.
Yeah, I think there's part of that. And for Shea, you know, part of the problem is that he came in the league so young and so inexperienced that he's having to develop this stuff in the NBA. And I'll tell you right now, the NBA is not a development league. That is something we don't talk about much. You get better, but you do that stuff usually in the off season.
Yeah. And it's a fundamental problem of the NBA. I think it's the draft process that it's not a developmental league.
Mm-mm.
Yet almost everyone's coming into the league undeveloped.
Yes, and it is a. I've talked to a lot of coaches.
I mean, even Victor Wembanyama
is still
raw.
And that's the terrifying thing is that he's really raw and he's averaging 25, 12, 4, and 3. It's just like, okay. And I'm not saying that guys don't develop and they don't get better and that there aren't coaching staffs that have been good at developing guys along the way or putting them in better positions. That certainly exists.
Look, if the Clippers knew SGA was going to be SGA, they would have never traded him for Paul George.
No, they're not giving up an MVP.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The Thunder on that hand probably wouldn't have traded James Harden if they knew he could go get 35 a night.
You know, it's so that part of it is always an interesting dynamic, but It's so much of it is just reps. It's why I'm a big proponent of guys spending 2 years in college basketball. Now, if you're Cooper Flagg and you are a super computer or Wemby and you are a super freak athlete, body type, and a super computer.
Kevin Garnett, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, like there are certainly young guys. Like we talk about Jason Tatum now. Do people not remember that Jason Tatum, like he was good, but like for 5 years we were like, but is he really going to be like? Because
1 year player at Duke.
And you saw the tools and stuff like that. But you also see Kyrie, who played 11 games, but he's a basketball savant.
Oh, we knew that right from the gate.
Like, that's
Kyrie, I knew from the gate.
Yeah, and that's so, for Shea, he didn't even have the 1 year in college.
Mm-hmm.
He was there working with his trainer.
Dude, it's literally one practice at Kentucky.
And so, and then he's lost time in the NBA to injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And where the team has been in a weird spot. And I agree with Chauncey and the coaching staff and the front office for that exception. I've always been an earn it guy. because this league is full of guys that when you talk about, you know, what they get or don't get, it's very much you keep what you kill. Mm-hmm. And people kill Chauncey for this, that, and the other, and it's fine, it's whatever. He has not kept a single player out of the lineup that earned it. Not one. If you went out there and took it, he lets you have it.
That's a former starting point guard, Hall of Fame point guard right there. I mean, that's the mentality. That's why you hire Chauncey Billups, is you assume that is a player coach like that is going to do that. I would assume you think the same thing about Jason Kidd mm-hmm. in Dallas, the same about J.J. Redick in L.A., any, you know, Ty Lue mm-hmm. at the Clippers, any of these guys that are semi-removed from the game. Like, Doc played a long time ago.
So and he's rigid as hell, but also... Yeah.
Or a Tibbs who didn't really play.
Find me any coach in the NBA that doesn't lean on trust.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
That's just bad coaching if you don't. That's malpractice if you don't.
So you lean on what you can trust. And you have to earn... It's not just... Well, it's not true. If your talent is so overwhelming, a team will put up with it.
Sure.
Like, did Wemby make mistakes last year? Yeah. Yeah. Will he continue to make mistakes? Yeah. But his talent and his impact is so overwhelming, it doesn't matter.
Is Zion a pain in the ass? Sure is. But if he's healthy, he's pretty damn good on the court.
Because you look at like the gravity he has and how well how incredible of a finisher he is at the rim, you just don't get like, there's so much data that shows that even if you wall off the paint against him, it doesn't matter. With Zion. Like, mm-hmm. it just doesn't, like, he breaks everything that you want to do. And so you put up with the other stuff and you talk yourself into it. I don't know if Shaden's talent is at that level. I think it's the next rung down.
Yeah.
But he also flashes stuff that, you know, less than 1% of the NBA can do at times. And so it's like, it's you kind of do this Wang thing. Depending on how serious Tu's knee is, they kept him out last night. I think
Tumani, right?
Yeah, Tumani Kamara. He's got a dinged up knee. Tu is a psychopath and he will try to play, so it won't surprise me if he's starting on opening night. It's a week away. Mm-hmm. But as long as there's no like actual serious damage, like it's just like a bone bruise or something like that, I wonder if Shaden has done enough in preseason to earn the starting lineup.
And that's you're my Blazer guy, so I lean on you for that. That's your biggest takeaway from preseason?
Yep.
Is Shaden ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not is he ready. Did he show enough?
Did he show enough? Well, I guess Chauncey will let us know on Wednesday. Wednesday, we'll probably carve out a decent amount of time, do a little Blazer look around, maybe a little NBA look around mm-hmm. in general, because there's a ton of fascinating stories in the NBA. As crazy as this sounds, I might be a Dallas Mavericks fan.
I mean,
I'm a Blazer fan.
I mean like, I'm going to be watching Cooper Flagg religiously.
As a team, and if Kyrie gets back and healthy this year, I know you're shaking your head at me. If he gets healthy this year, if I got to wait till next year, I will. But Kyrie, AD, and Cooper Flagg, ooh, baby. That gets my sports pants real tight.
Look. If you haven't,
maybe Nico's on to something here,
if
dude.
If you haven't seen it yet, find the Cooper Flagg edits that have come out of scrimmages and out of practices and out of his games. He struggled to shoot the ball, but defensively, my God.
Kid's good.
He's going to make an all-defensive team as a rookie.
Love it.
Goodness.
All right, so stick with us. We'll turn around next week and get into some more Blazers preview, because I know we are all very, very intrigued about how this season goes. Feels a little make-or-breaky to me about how this season's going to go. So we'll carve out some time for that next week. When we come back, someone needs to call the Etsy Witch real quick and maybe get Brandon Sprague out of the country ASAP. Mariners drop another game at home to the Toronto Blue Jays. Ooh, best of three series. Anything can happen here. We'll do that next. But first, there's Rust with Sports.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming up in 15 minutes. Money, 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 money. The rich get richer. What this means for everybody else and what this means for the program. We'll get to some Cignetti chatter. No, Lanning, I know you're listening, and I know you're on the road and heading out to Jersey. I know you're listening right now. I will not talk about Indiana, Oregon. I know you're past it. We're moving on.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
We're moving on. But I know he's a P1, so I didn't want him to change the channel. No, we're just talking about your future contract, Dan Lanning. You should love Cignetti right now. Your future contract could be dope, dude. So we'll get to that in about 15 minutes. But, you know, Mariner fans, what's going on? What is going on? I'll tell you what's going on. I'll tell you exactly what's going on. This ain't no curses. I woke up this morning to learn that I guess Brandon Sprague is a curse on the Mariners. No, this isn't a curse, my friends. This is you can't hit the baseball. That's what this is. You can't hit the baseball. Your staff has given up tons of runs early in the innings, and you can't recover from it. There's no hiding behind T-Mobile, the pink, being a hitter's ballpark, because Toronto is putting up a ton of runs. Right now, this is about who wants it more. And I'm telling you, I'm watching these games, I'm looking at it, and boy, it feels like Toronto wants it. And if you take a look at Max Scherzer, when he looked at Schneider last night, when he came to take the baseball from him, go look at what Max Scherzer's reaction was to that. That's a team that wants to go to the World Series. That's a team that's playing better than you. You played better than them for two games. They came out and punched you in the mouth back. Can you get up and fight another day? I'm not saying they're done, but you're getting smacked around right now by a bully. A two-colored-eyed bully named Max Scherzer, mm-hmm, at 39 years old, who ain't got junk left in his tank and just owned your ass last night.
Look, man, I stood up and put 10 toes down and said, if Toronto wins this game, the Mariners are going to lose this series, because you start worrying about all of the stuff and the mental fortitude and softness and the history and all, because it's all going to creep in.
Ask the Brewers how they feel right now.
It's all going to creep in. It's all anybody is going to talk about, and somebody, whether it's Cal, whether it's Julio, whether it's Polanco, whether it's Naylor, Suarez, somebody in that lineup, not the pitching staff, somebody in that lineup has got to go out there, because the pitching staff has earned the benefit of the doubt.
It feels a little old Mariners, and it feels a little current Mariners, that I still think, because their starting staff is so good,
mm-hmm,
somebody in the first or second inning is doing something. Julio, Cal, Polanco, whether it's double, a home run, Naylor, mm-hmm, you know, somebody is doing something in the first two innings. You're getting one or two runs go across in the first two innings. And then it's almost like everybody sits back and goes, got this. Kirby's on the bump. Oh, he's going to throw seven innings tonight. We only need one run. Mm-hmm. We got the best bullpen in the playoffs. These are all correct, except for we only need one run.
Yeah.
You have to continue to put your foot on the gas. Mm-hmm. Toronto's up 5-2, and they're like, what if we do five more?
Yeah.
And stupid-ass George Springer, who absolutely can't stand, never forget, is leading the charge on that. Vladdy Daddy is owning.
Vladdy is cooking.
Vladdy is making T-Mobile look like Coors Field, bro. It's momentum. It's emotion. It's desire. And right now, the Mariners should be a desperate team, and they look like a defeated team.
And that's where, when you talk about every team is different until they aren't. That's the thing. Every team is different until they aren't. When that moment comes and all the history and all the memories and all the stuff starts flooding back and takes what's already a pressure cooker and ratchets it all the way up. Everybody wants it to be, it's actually this. And everybody wants to dismiss that stuff. The pressure of the franchise.
The microcosm.
The city, yeah, of it all. But man, when you're in that moment.
Macro, I should say.
Yeah, it's real.
It is real.
It's like the Buffalo Bills are the epitome of it's real. Look at every franchise that has been, like, the Chicago Bears and not having a quarterback basically ever.
I mean, they even won a Super Bowl, went to another one, and both those quarterbacks suck. Jay Cutler is the greatest quarterback in Bears history.
Like, you can make a legitimate argument that it's him or McMahon, and it's like
it's not McMahon, it's Jay Cutler. It's ripping heaters.
You know what I mean? It's just, it's tough, man. The Cubs and you know, 100 years, and the Red Sox in 84 years. Like, we love this. Was the story of getting over the schneid is always one of the coolest stories ever, but nobody wants to remember the schneid. You know what I mean?
It took a long time. Those Red Sox guys, like, we were stoked for you in 2004, but the Buckner thing rang for a long time. Bucky bleeping Dent, you know? I mean, that stuff rang for a long time. You take your lumps before it comes around.
And that's the thing, is like, who's going to be the guy to do it? And that's what... If it's me and I'm a Mariners fan, I'm looking square at Cal. Not in a bad way.
But like, are you my guy? Can
you
help me out?
Are you the MVP?
Mm-hmm.
Are you him?
Mm-hmm.
I need you. And then can he, not just him, can he rally those guys?
You're talking about leadership.
Yeah.
Aura.
And I'm not questioning him.
Yeah, Julio's got some of that too. Can Julio fire him up?
It's like, can somebody be the guy? Because right now you're 2-2 and it's like, I don't feel like it's 2-2. I feel like 3-1. It's
3-1.
Yeah. It's scary hours. And so somebody's got to do something special to pull old Mo back on your side.
Some thoughts of yours that I've got here. Fan text line, YouTube chat. Myers, tell me Toronto adjusted and found a way to win. Mariners need to come in tonight with a different pitching plan, maybe even the hitters, and need to change something. Another thought, third inning has been jamming them up hard, getting raked in the third both games. That is the truth, and that's traditionally your second time through the
lineup. Time through.
Look, I know you can talk to me about Bryce Miller's issues on the third time through the lineup. Same with George Kirby. You got to be able to get through two times. Yeah. I know that bullpen is great, but you can't throw Brewers games every day. No. Look at how Brewers games are going. They're throwing bullpen games every day, and they're losing games 2-1, 3-1, 3-2, but they're losing them.
Yes.
They are not winning them. Toronto stopped taking pitches for strikes and got aggressive. That's exactly it. They just became patient.
Yeah.
They said, you come beat me, because we realized we were beating ourselves.
Yeah.
Bryce Miller on the bump tonight, baby. You better be good tonight.
If Toronto takes this, it's over.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. I think Seattle's got fight in them.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because this would be, it would be crippling. It would be crippling.
It would be rough to
win those first two and then get smacked around.
Funny stat, Joe Davis, the commentator for Fox, has not called an ALS game in 12 straight games where the home team has won. That's just one of those weird baseball stats. Anyway, so enjoy the game tonight. It's Friday, so you know we're all beat.
Oh.
I'm already thinking about it, baby. go Beavers. I'm already thinking about it, baby. All right, we come back. The rich get richer, and what this actually means. I got a fun theory of what this actually means. Kurt Cignetti gets paid. You win one game, sometimes that's all it takes, baby. 105 won the fan. Coming up in hour number deuce, we'll take a look around the college football landscape on an absolutely juiced slate. The NFL's got it as well. I'll ask the question. The loss for Brian Kelly does what this weekend? Is Vandy favored against the top 10 team in the nation?
I hope you all had a shitty day.
Yeah, right back at you, loser.
What was the stat I heard Dirt say this morning? The first time they've been favored against LSU since 1950?
Well, I said yesterday the stat, it's the first time against a top 10 team in 77 games that they've been favored.
And the one that I saw this morning was for the last 45 years, and that includes 176 games, this is the first time Vandy is a favorite against a ranked team.
Yeah, and the other one was it 51 straight weeks of SEC play that they've been the underdog? It's the first time in like 51 SEC games that they're favored?
Dude, go Commies. It's why I'm easy. Easy like Saturday morning. Take that, Brian Kelly. And then we'll take a look around the Pacific Northwest as all four schools are in action this weekend. We'll take a pick, see how they do, plus web gems as well. But hey, the big college football news dropped yesterday, of course, 10 minutes after this show ended. Thanks for that.
Yeah. I see all the alerts from Indiana. I'm like, what the hell?
Dude, we got dirt and spragged, man. When they were done at 9 o'clock, news always broke at 9:05.
Yeah, it was a weird time to break it.
We got dirt and spragged.
Well, I mean, it broke because Penn State 100% made the phone call.
Made the phone call.
To Sig's agent. And Sig's agent went, word? Hold on. Let me talk to Sig. Let me see what he wants to do. And he said, hey, Sig, you want to stay at Indiana, right? He goes, word. Yeah, for sure. All right, let me call your boss and get you a fat raise.
Quote, I'd like to retire a Hoosier. As Kurt Cignetti signs a new 8-year contract, gives him $11.6 a year. That makes Kurt Cignetti the third highest paid coach in college football, behind Ryan Day at number 2 and Ole Kerb at number 1. Because in the SEC, it just means more.
He passed up Lincoln, huh?
Yeah.
So by like,
I don't know what his buyout is, but I haven't seen what the buyout is, but I do know that it is a guaranteed contract.
Okay.
So it seems like this contract's built a little differently than everybody else. But look, you know what this is?
Sig wants to retire there.
It's not just that. Is Cignetti the third best coach in college football? No, I don't think so. And not to take away, I think Sig is great. I would love to have Cignetti at my program. The reason Kurt Cignetti gets paid this is because he took a team that was dead. A program that was dead
and
brought them to relevance.
No. Took them to greatness.
National title relevant. Bro, you just went on the road and punched Oregon in the mouth at a place people don't punch them in the mouth.
No.
And I think this is, sometimes we see this in baseball a lot, but you see the contracts given out for a guy after they've played well enough to earn it.
It's the Pujols to the Angels.
Yes, this is a little bit of that in the sense it's a little bit of a thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of a thank you. We want you to stay here because, look, if Cignetti turns into Kirk Ferentz, I think if you're Indiana, you're happy with that.
This is in year 2. He signs an 8-year deal, so he's there for 10 years. And Sig is 64, so it'll take him until he's 72.
Yep.
So you had him from 62 to 72, and let's say that he averages 9.5 wins a season, which I think is well within the realm of possibility.
Well within the realm. With that, how he's got the train going. Look, Kirk Ferentz in the old world went to Rose Bowls, went to, you know, New Year's Six Bowls. Mm-hmm. Like, he's never in the national championship conversation.
No, but he's also churned out NFL players better than damn near anyone outside of the monster blue blood.
Exactly. And of all the places you can go see a football game, do you not want to go see an Iowa Hawkeye football game, wave to the kids?
Yeah.
Look, at bare minimum, I think with Cignetti in this contract, you're getting a Kirk Ferentz. And the sky is a Dabo, you know? Yeah. And like, Dabo walked into Clemson, and they had a moniker of that. They Clemsoned it.
Yep.
Like, Dabo won 2 titles there and put dudes in the league. And, yeah, Dabo's in a crazy place right now. But if the floor, and the floor could obviously be way worse.
What Indiana was.
But if the floor is Kirk Ferentz and the ceiling is Dabo Swinney, hell yeah, brother. I'll pay you the third most money in college football.
There's another part of this. This shows that Indiana football is serious.
It really does.
A serious coach that wins big games.
But this is part of what I was talking about yesterday or a couple days ago in the state of the Big Ten. Look, it's open.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ohio State's there. They're not going anywhere.
No.
All right? Oregon, with what Dan Lanning's got, the money, the NIL, the flash
but
of Oregon.
Nobody's invincible.
That's not going anywhere, okay? Michigan, we'll see, but I don't think they're going anywhere. Everything else is up for grabs. Mm-hmm. USC starting to make a pull right now, but Lincoln is a little TBD. Wisconsin's a train wreck.
Yep.
Penn State just fired their coach after winning a playoff game last year. Like, I think Indiana also looks around the Big Ten and says, this is our shot.
Time to go.
This is our chance to jump in. And then when people look at the Big Ten, they go, dude, Big Ten's a pretty good conference, man. They got Ohio State, Indiana, Michigan, and Oregon. And you're not the fourth one. Not to disparage Oregon, but you don't get mentioned as the last one of who's good in the Big Ten. It's like, wow, dude, Indiana won a natty last year.
I
can't believe that came out of my mouth.
That's a crazy place to be, right?
And kudos to Indiana for jumping on it.
Yeah, and that's what we've been talking about, the seriousness of, like, I've heard the guys in the morning, and we talked about this a little bit. Like, every other coach in college football that's not successful right now or is taking over a new program has got to be like, freaking Cincinnati, man. Because he's showing you he's the exception. He's not the rule of how long it takes to build a program. Because everybody says, you know, you need at least 3 years and da 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 da. And he came in year one and said, Google me, and then went out and delivered.
Yeah, but I also think
at a place that you don't deliver.
I also think, I'll push back on that. I think he is showing you the blueprint and is not the exception to the rule, that he is how you do it. It's just very hard to check all those boxes.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Because the school can go in on money. Mm-hmm. They can say we're here. They can jump in the transfer portal, lower academic standards, whatever it is. Look around at the style of play and what would exploit.
Look at what A&M did, though.
It also takes good coaching.
That's the thing, is A&M did this once before and it blew up in their face. Now, they might have gotten it right with Elko.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that might be what they've done
but
there.
But Jimbo had all of that,
mm-hmm.
except for he failed, ended up failing at all of it.
Miserably.
I think Brian Kelly's in the same situation at LSU.
So that's what I'm saying. Sig is the exception. He is the exception. And if you look around,
I would argue Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. God, I almost said at USC. Mm-hmm. Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame, he might be an exception to the rule, too. You know, he walked into a fluttering program, and they were in the natty last year.
Yeah, and they had a legitimate chance.
They had a legitimate chance to win that game.
So it's, if you're Oregon State, to tie it locally, you look at that and you go,
juice.
I mean, Orgeron State sounds pretty good.
Offensive line played real good.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, first of all, congrats to Sig. I love him. Like, I
deserved it. Like, plus we get an old guy who's a red ass.
Yes.
And it's not just hypey young guys like Lanning. No. Which I love the hypey young guys. But like
I love me some red assery.
But you look around and like Dabo, that's getting tired.
Yeah. Gunn's
Brian
gone.
Kelly, that's getting tired.
Franklin's gone.
Saban's gone. Mm-hmm. You know, is getting kind of old.
Yeah.
But hey, there's room for one of you. There's room for one.
I want more.
If you keep winning. Because look, Dabo.
It shows you don't have to be in this box or this mold to be successful.
No, Dabo, we wouldn't be crapping on Dabo and he wouldn't be going through this if his team was winning.
Mm-hmm.
Look, dude, we all picked you to go to the Natty, man, and you fumbled that.
Mm-hmm.
You might have lost a bunch of us here. Like, we kind of gave you a shot to be the greatest coach.
I told a buddy of mine who was in Illinois and wanted to place a little gamble on old college football. He's like, who should I pick for?
Altmaier, Maiva?
No, he was like, Who's a dark? It was before the season. He's like, who's good value to put on a title?
Bro, you said that right here on this program.
I did. I said Clemson. They're plus 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
I go, if you're looking at like where things are, you're looking at quarterbacks, you're looking at returners, you're looking at coaches, you're looking at schedules, you're looking at what conference teams are in. Like, I looked at Clemson. I'm like, if you're talking value, plus 1,500 sounds real good.
I will give you some credit. I will give you some credit going into this season, though, when we talked about the B1G and just looking at the landscape and who was going to be good. I was high on Illinois. I loved Bielema. I thought Altmaier coming back was going to be great. I was also high on Penn State. I think we all kind of were outside of the Aller situation.
I was ringing that Indiana bell.
You were ringing that Indiana bell, and I was not hungry. Mm-hmm. And I was not hungry, and I missed out on a damn good tomahawk steak.
That team is even better than I thought they'd be.
I know. I think
that's the thing that I'm sitting here going, I'm not sitting here saying, oh, I saw this. No. I thought definitely a 10-2 team.
And to wrap up this combo on Cignetti, so did he.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in coach speak.
No.
That's why he's on the sideline at the end of the Oregon game, like, why am I here?
Yeah.
Did you think we were going to lose?
Yeah.
Like, looking at you like, you are dumb.
At the sideline reporter, like, did you think I just came here just to be here?
And that was a quote. I mean, even their AD had this quote that was great. We didn't come this far to only come this far.
Yeah,
that's a wonderful line.
No, they're not.
And Sig's
they're
made
not
them
done.
All believers.
They aren't. That's what I'm saying. You said relevancy.
They're not done.
You said he brought them the relevancy.
100%.
No, he didn't. He took them beyond relevancy.
Oh, it's beyond.
They kicked the door open and stepped through with both feet and said, "Google me."
Look at this. We have a huge angle on this because they walked into Autzen and punched Oregon Ducks in the face. But it didn't take long for that conversation to shift from how Oregon messed up and and whether it was Stein or Dante or Lanning or preparation.
To
or
go, hey, maybe that coach and that program over there are pretty damn good.
To kind of move away from even the game and just talking about the program at Indiana. Congratulations to you, Kurt Cignetti. And this shows you can do it. Even at an Oregon State, you can do it. If you can find a guy from James Madison, or maybe you just need that offensive line, go Tigers. Something can get you going. All right, absolutely loaded. Our deuce coming up. We'll start in college football. Well, we'll continue in college football, but we'll start looking around the slate at just the games this weekend are nuts. I don't know where I'm going to start. I might need your help on what I'm quad boxing. We'll get to that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.